Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or helpfromchristministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 756. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. They're free. I have a strong message from the book of Revelation, and it's for your eternal soul. We really can't understand the book of Revelation unless you are in the Spirit. You can't understand the book of Revelation unless you know the rest of the Bible. And it's something that I've studied for 44 years and sought the Lord for over 44 years. Right now, I want to ask the Lord, Father, for you to continue to anoint me and show me more and more, that you can pass it on through me to the general public, to the entire world, the listening world. Father, I ask that you rebuke Satan and the Nicolaitans, and that they come to know you, because the time is at hand. It's really the end. I know it. You told me that the first day that you revealed yourself unto me in that office in Beverly Hills. So Lord, bless and anoint us. Rebuke Satan. Close all doors that he wants to open, and open every door of prosperity and healing to all your people, those that are going to be saved. Let not your people go hungry, Lord, or thirst, or have bad water. If it's your people, Lord, make a way for them. There seems to be none. There are people that were dying of thirst out in the wilderness, Lord, and you opened a little well for them, even for Ishmael and his mother. And you can do the same. Make pure, clean water come in the wilderness and in places where people seem to be in the wilderness, where there seems to be no help, no escape from the problems they have. Open doors and let them see the mighty hand, the mighty arm of the Lord. God, I ask it in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
I can feel the Spirit of the Lord guiding me, moving me, telling me where to not go and where to go, what to do and what not to do, what to say and what not to say, and not to get into false doctrines, because this is one of the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which Jesus stated he was commending the church of Ephesus. He was telling them that they were doing things wrong, and then he was telling them, but one thing that they did have is that but this thou hast, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, those that have false doctrine, those that persecute the churches, those that are of the Vatican, that are false religions that have united together, attempting greatly to intimidate Christians for not becoming part of the one world cult. And so the Lord commends them by saying, but this thou hast, that you hate not the Nicolaitans, but the deeds, these evil deeds of the Nicolaitans, which Jesus said, incidentally, I also hate. I hate those deeds of those people. The Nicolaitans are definitely not some sect back in the days of the apostles, but it's been an ongoing thing ever since the beginning of time, ever since Adam and Eve, ever since Cain and Abel. Cain did the deeds of the Nicolaitans, murdering the innocent people, and the people today that are murdering innocent babies, babies that have no chance to fight for themselves. I've spoken out about this so much. God hates the deeds that you kind of people are doing, and if you don't stop it, he'll hate you. Now, he hates it, and stop it. Okay, Sharon, now from the Bible Dictionary, just to show everybody how you're not to rely on the things that they say, these dictionaries, some things are right, and some things are very wrong, and that's why it's a counterfeit. A good counterfeit mixes truth, lots of truth, but they slip in the evil. They slip in false doctrine. Go ahead, read a little of it here.
The Galatians, a sect or party that arose in the apostolic period of the church, mentioned twice by name in the book of Revelation. Chapter.
Yes, okay, so Satan didn't start out there, did he?
No.
Just when the apostles were on earth? The evil deeds of Satan that's living in people. Now, the Lord doesn't want Satan to live in you. Because when Satan's living in you, you're going to be doing the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Now, the Lord doesn't hate you. He wants you to repent. Okay, continue on, Sharon.
Chapter 2, verse 6 and verse 15. In the former passage, it is said, to the credit of the church in Ephesus, that she shared in the feelings of the Lord concerning the Nicolaitans, viewing them with the hatred they deserved.
Right, with the hatred of the deeds. The hatred of the deeds, which hatred is absolutely godly. Okay, it's godly. Then what?
The charge is made that some in Pergamos held to the teachings of the Nicolaitans who are...
Well, in other words, it's actually the worldliness. If worldliness creeps into the church where they start agreeing that homosexuals can be married and they also spread that the things of the Lord, such as the people in the Bible that were polygamous, that's wrong and that having children is wrong, and that marriage is wrong, and giving tax breaks for people that are not married. The government wants them to shack up, to commit fornication rather than to be married. It's an unending source of murdering babies, millions of them. It's like the most incredible and the largest Holocaust that has ever happened on the face of this earth. It dwarfs the Holocaust in World War II. Because there's like hundreds of millions of babies that have been murdered. That's one of the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which the Ephesians hated and also Jesus hates. Then what?
The charge is made that some in Pergamos held to the teachings of the Nicolaitans who are compared to those who hold the teaching of Balaam, etc.
Well, Balaam, that's also the one that prays against the Christians, against the Hebrews, people that do everything in their power to persecute the Jews, the Christians. We have to become a Jew. We have to become an Israelite in order to be a Christian. We have to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to be grafted into him. He is likened unto an olive tree, and we as the branches of an olive tree grafted into the Lord Jesus. And so anything that is repugnant to Jesus will also be repugnant to us, because we are ones that believe the words of God. We don't believe the secular government. We don't believe secular people. We have nothing to do with them. The things that they do are not enchanting to us. We don't like that at all. As a matter of fact, we hate it. We hate when people say, this Church of the Latter-day Saints, that they're saying they don't even let them watch TV. Well, I don't either. You want to do something about that, because the TV is full of all kinds of sexuality and sensuality and lasciviousness and every filthy thing on the face of the earth, and it's empty-headedness. It's like people making sport of people that, for instance, they're having married couples get on that Maury show, and he loves, you can just tell that he loves when people have committed adultery, and this is your baby, this is not your baby, and oh, they start running and crying, and he just thrills, and that's, this man is a Nicolaitan. He's evil, and we don't want our children watching that stuff, because they're saying, well, if they're doing it, maybe we could do it also. Or if they're homosexuals, maybe we as children of born-again Christians, we can commit homosexual acts also and be married to them. And there's just a host of things that are of the world. It's just full of lust, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. that we don't want our children having anything to do with because the Lord doesn't want us to do it. And why? Because the Lord says, I hate it. I hate it. And anything that the Lord hates, we hate also. Otherwise, we wouldn't be of the Lord. We'd be of the world like you are. Okay, so you need to keep your children into private schools, Christian schools, or you can homeschool them yourself. You can get the books from Abeka Book Company. You even have to watch them too, because there's many things that they have in their books that are unscriptural, just like this Bible dictionary. What company does this come from?
Moody Press.
Moody Press, yeah. Okay, so Moody Press and Zondervan, there's all kinds of false doctrines in those people. As a matter of fact, at one time, one of those groups were saying that Sue and I were a cult. And we're the furthest thing from a cult. And so I called them up and said, I think you've made a mistake, no doubt. You need to take and destroy that book. They said, we will not destroy it. So they are part of the Nicolaitans. I hate the things that they're doing, but I witnessed to them down through the years attempting to win their souls. But they still more likely have that book on their bookshelf. And, you know, people believe that stuff. They say, oh, if it's in print, it must be true. And it's not true. Okay, so continue reading from what their false meaning of Nicolaitans is. Go ahead.
The general voice of antiquity accuses them of holding the lawfulness of eating things offered to idols.
Well, eating things offered to idols means that they are doing things that idolatrous people do. They commit fornication, they commit homosexuality, lesbianism, and all these other things. What else, Sharon?
And of mixing in and encouraging idolatrous worship.
Well, idolatrous worship, not just worship, just doing the things that idolaters do. Pornography, houses of prostitution, they make light of that, the world does. And when people that are of the Lord see that it's lightly taken, no big deal, it's the things that everybody does, and the false preachers that are saying, no one's perfect, you could do that, and the doctor, the false doctor, once saved, always saved, in other words, you can commit sin. And then with all these encouragements from television, radio, magazines, and the nude pictures and everything, of course, all children are corrupt, and they figure there's no heaven, there's no hell. And they go out and kill their own friends and anyone that upsets them, that they feel that they have a right. And then you've got the psychiatrists that tell them they're part of the Nicolaitans too. They tell them, well, you know, his grandmother kicked him in the rear end or slapped his face, and therefore he has a right to kill. We have to let him off the hook so far as being punished because, you know, his grandmother did that to him. In other words, blame the guilt of sins of the Nicolaitans on your grandmother, your grandfather, your parents. You were abused when you were a kid, and so you have a right to do what you do. But, you know, I was abused a lot when I was a kid, not sexually, but my parents didn't really seem to care that much. I didn't know that when I was a child, but they didn't. And my own dad went all over the world while we didn't even know where he was or what he was doing, and I wound up supporting my mother and two brothers, and I was very young when I was doing that. So we see all these things and these movies, and well, I don't want to subject our children to those things, even Disney movies. Now, everybody will think I'm evil for this, but he says he's got the magic kingdom, and the Lord tells us to stay away from magic. He's got flying elephants and talking ducks and Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and all these different fantasies that you really don't want your children to hear anything about, because they need to be able to separate truth from fantasy. And, you know, it's really an abomination for the people of the world to be sober and to be serious. You know, we have some laughs. We laugh about some of the things that we've been through and that the Lord has taken us through. But the Nicolaitans are something, those people that do those things, the deeds that they're doing, and I could go on forever telling about all the different deeds of the Nicolaitans, the universities that are teaching, let's play football, let's box, let's play basketball, baseball, all these things. What are they going to do in the spiritual realm for you to earn a presence in the kingdom of heaven? You know, some of the people that are of the Lord, like John, who wrote this book here, He was boiled in oil, but he didn't die. We wouldn't go through these things if it wasn't necessary for us to be sober and to be vigilant and diligent. We must be sober-minded. It's a commandment from the Lord. And if you're not, well, the Lord says he hates mirth. Now, you have these big comedy shows and people are just laughing, screaming laughing. It's so funny because they're talking about all filthy thing. Every other thing they're saying is like the F word and every other kind of filthy word or MF. You like that? Well, the Lord says, I hate it. Okay, verse 7. He that has an ear, let him hear. If you have a spiritual ear, you're going to receive what the Lord is saying here. But if you don't have a spiritual ear, you're just going to say, oh man, we live once and we're going to have fun. Every day is the beach, going out, banqueting, and traveling here and there just to see things, see the sights before you die. He that hath an ear, let him hear. He that has a spiritual ear, let people hear what the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, not the world is saying, but what the Holy Spirit saith unto the churches. Well, but we don't belong to that church. No, but the Lord wants you to receive the rebuke of all these different churches and do what he, the Spirit, says to do. Because these seven churches depict all the problems that the people in the churches today have. And there's not that many churches today. To him that overcometh, in other words, to him that does listen to what the Spirit says to the churches, to you that overcomes, that you don't let slander or persecution or anything throw your soul, or you don't allow any of the lust in the world to overcome you. He that overcomes will I give to eat of the tree of life. You'll be able to continue hearing from Jesus, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Well, Jesus is sitting in the paradise of God, and we're sitting there with him in heavenly places in the Spirit, so that we are able to stand in this world firmly and not be influenced by anything of the world, anything that the Nicolaitans are trying to penetrate into our spirits, our souls, our minds, and our bodies. Verse 8, and unto the angel of the church of Smyrna write, the Lord is instructing John to write these things, saith the first and the last. Well, Jesus has already said twice, I was the beginning and I'm the ending. I'm the A to Z. I'm the first and the last. Which was dead, I was crucified, and I am now alive and is alive. Verse 9, I know thy works and tribulations. So the Lord knows that I've done all kinds of work for him. I've done hundreds and thousands of tapes. And I've done hundreds of pieces of literature, and I'm constantly witnessing. I know thy works and tribulations. I've been put in prison, I've been put in jail for distributing literature, and poverty. Well, poverty, yes. Well, we never had lots of money, not at all. But thou art rich. We're rich spiritually, and that's where it's at. Having a lot of money doesn't do you any good, because you could die at any minute, and you're not going to take any of it with you. But thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews. In other words, that say they're Christians, like the Vatican, and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Whoa! I mean, that right there tells you. It's blasphemy what they're saying, that they're Christians. Verse 10, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Because they're the ones that's causing all the suffering in the world. The Bible says that they're the mother of every abomination on this earth. Everything bad that's happening, they're the ones that spawned it. Through television, radio, through the government. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer, that you're going to go through because of them. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison. Well, it surely was the devil that cast me into prison, that ye may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Well, I had tribulation more than 10 days, but this is for some of you. Be thou faithful, full of faith, of my word. Well, you mean to say that we have to do something every day? Just believe the word of God. Don't let anyone ever turn your mind or your body to do things that are not of the Lord. Be thou faithful unto death, even unto death. The cross or the firing squad, or you're to be decapitated. If you do, I will give thee a crown of life. You'll have life forevermore. Okay, so now then, my time is up, but we're going to continue this tomorrow. Make sure that you listen in. Okay, where's the first letter from?
This is the continuation of the letter from Rosebud, Arkansas.
Okay, read it.
We have patronized your Nashville store. We met and talked to many of your employees, and Porter let Dixie shape his cowboy hat in your store one day through fun, but serious, for she knew what she was doing. And when Dixie married Moose, you performed the ceremony.
Yes. Now, Moose is the one that directs a lot of those, you know, Nashville Now, Nashville Today, many TV programs. And Dixie, I married them in my church in Nashville, which Satan has taken and sold and made into a recording studio where they do rock and roll music and country music. There's no souls being saved there, folks. Then what?
Our hearts broke when you were sent to prison. I knew you least of all, but I couldn't forget, for even though I know no way to help you, I know you were not guilty. Somehow by the Holy Spirit, I knew you were being unduly punished, and I kept asking Dixie, for she was in connections with Nashville. Every few months I'd ask, Dixie, do you know anything about him? Where is he? Is he out? Then one day we were in this little cafe, not a usual stop, and I could see good then, and I looked over on another table, and there was a small paper or magazine with an ad that gave your name and number. I almost jumped out of my chair. I said, look, call this number right now. She called and accepted the invitation to your home. I enjoyed that visit and still cherish it. I felt I was in the presence of the most godly people, home, ever. It was an honor. I love you all dearly, and as Porter says, just so you know, I value my opinion very much, and I too am filled with the Holy Spirit, and I believe very strongly he leads, guides, and directs me, as in all the above. I fully believe our paths crossed for a purpose, and even as we left your house, I told Dixie, Dixie, you should put his real, true life story on video, for someone will do it as they want it, and you, Tony, should do it while you're alive, so it can be done the way it is supposed to be done, to the glory of God.
Okay, well, we have to read the rest of it on the next program, because now it's time to pray. Now you're being fed the real word of God, the truth of it. You know what the deeds of the Nicolaitans are. It's not some sect years ago. This spirit of Satan has been going on for the beginning of time and is even accelerated in these last days because Satan knows that his time is short and he's going to be in hell, in the lake of fire forever. And all the people that follow him, it's the same as blasphemy of the Holy Spirit to believe in the things of this world and not of the Lord. So those of you that want to, you know, you have this day, choose whom you're going to serve. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Okay, here now is how to begin salvation. That's just to say this prayer. Say unto the Lord now, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Holy Father, the Holy Spirit. Jesus, wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. You value your word higher than your name. And so therefore, I trust your word. And I love your word. Therefore, I know you've heard me and you've answered me. And I know I'm saved. And therefore, I just praise and thank you, Lord. Raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord for saving your eternal soul. And Sharon, tell everyone how to receive a copy of this program, number 756.
Go to alamuministries.com, email us at taoffice@alamuministries.com, or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for another exposition of the real meaning of the book of Revelation. And this is, you know, standing in the Lord one day at a time. Don't think about serving the Lord a week or two from now, because you might not live another day. So it's just one day at a time. And I'm walking in the Holy Spirit, and one of these days soon, the Holy Spirit's going to swing down and take you up to heaven, or if you're saved, for sure he will. If you're not, well, it's another story. Here I am to sing Swing Down, Sweet Chariot.
You swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, fine and easy. Well, I got home on the other side. Don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Fine and easy. Well, I got home on the other side. Well, Ezekiel went down in the middle of the field. He saw an angel working on a chariot wheel. Wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel. Just wanted to see how a chariot feels. Now don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Fine and easy, well, I got home on the other side. Well, well, Ezekiel went down and he got on board. Chariot wasn't bumping on down the road. Zeke wasn't particular about the bumping on the road. Just wanted to lay down his heavy load. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Fine and easy, well, I got home on the Father's side. Well, I got a father in the promised land. Ain't gonna stop until I shake his hand. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Fine and easy, well, I got a home on the other side. Why don't you swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Fine and easy, well, I got a home on the other side. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Fine and easy, well, I got a home on the other side.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.